Well, now, this morning, there is only one name on music aficionados' lips, and that is this.
Love hurts. Now you're the girl who's left with no words. Your heart's a balloon, but then it bursts. It doesn't take a cannon just to pin. Your skin's no covering and resistance. Love has got to fight for its existence. The enemy is armies of assistance. The amorous, the glamorous, a kiss, a fist. Listen to this, oh. Get out of your own way. Get out.
And that's the unmistakable voice of Bono, and Get Out of Your Own Way. Why am I playing that, Stuart?
First of all, that's the new Afrojack remix of The Standout from their current album. But tickets for U2's four Dublin 3 Arena shows in November went on sale at 9 o'clock and were all gone by 10 past. Which was predictable. Four shows, 14,000 people a night, do the math. But obviously people are very upset, as usual, about where those tickets have gone. I was on one of the secondary sites, Viagogo, at 9 o'clock. Now, they're interesting because they received IDA money to set up in Limerick 3 years ago. The then Minister for Jobs, Richard Bruton, did the ribbon cutting. So this is state approved. This site was criticised by Ed Sheeran for selling cancer charity concert tickets for thousands. They had 20,000 people viewing just after nine, looking for tickets. 160 available when I first tuned in. Prices started at €298, and as I watched, clicked up to €592 for a ticket in the lower tier. What they are by now, I really don't know.
But there has got to be a better way.
So the first Fine Gael TD that complains about this, I'm all over him, because I'm afraid to say the government have done nothing.
Well, so Noel Rock is leading the pack on that one, isn't he?
Yes. Two private members' bills have been put on ice in the last sort of 12 months alone. I think it's not good enough. Belgium took action a few years ago. Seatwave had to close because of it. So we have to decide, our concerts something for the public to have a level playing field, a chance to get tickets, or are they for the elite who have lots of money? Mm. On the plus side, it's going to be another really high-tech affair.
Well, the last one, the screen was absolutely magnificent.
Well, by comparison, these are nine times the resolution.
Oh.
I think U2, it is part of the 360 thing. They're a shop window for new technology. But the band always want to push the envelope. So these screens are going to be like beyond anything we've seen before. I also suspect it could be their most political tour in quite a few years. I think when they were in Croke Park, they were sort of having a look, just sitting on the sidelines and going, is Donald as bad as we think? And now we know he's worse than we thought. They're going to be putting the boots in. And they started actually at the Grammys during the week with the song we just played. The megaphone at the end and a reference to those whole countries that actually built America. So I think they're going to be really laying into the Donald. But if you've got a ticket, it's going to be a great show. But there is a real concern about the link between government and secondary
now,
sites.
What about this thing at the Grammys where the president says, the president of the Grammys, not Donald Trump, says, women, pull up your socks there.
I mean, it's bad enough anyhow, but in the present climate, what a stupid, asinine, inaccurate thing to say. I mean, the point has been made before this year's awards that over the past 5 years, 90% of the nominees have been male. And look at the incredible roll call, a fantastic female artist selling huge amounts of records. I mean, Lorde and Pink were straight away, you know, putting their side of things and just basically saying that Neil Portnow is an idiot. He's kind of semi-apologised. But I mean, what was the rationale? What was he thinking when he said that? Absolutely pathetic.
Now, in terms of gigs upcoming, I believe the Jacksons are going to come.
Finally, the Jacksons are playing here on August the 3rd in Dunleary as part of the Beat Yard Festival. The ones in the current lineup are Marlon, Tito, Jackie and Jermaine. So, you know, it's a pretty healthy lineup. Tickets go on sale next Wednesday. And I imagine won't be hanging around for long because that's a fairly limited
attendance. It'll be a small enough venue,
I think 10, maybe 15,000. Lovely festival, by the way. Just overlooking the sea, worth catching.
Now, what about the speculation on gig number 4 at Croke Park? A licence has been applied for.
Yes.
The locals are objecting.
Yes.
I think Peter McKenna was on yesterday saying that a lot of work comes the locals' way when anytime there's a big gig in Croke Park, and also they contribute to the neighbourhood in many, many ways, but the locals are still going to object. Who are they speculating might be the act?
Well, the smart money, and perhaps it's just wishful thinking on our part, is the Rolling Stones, who finally got their Grammy during the week. Their their only record in about 20 years, but it was so good, wasn't it, that blues album? Just them kicking back in the studio for 5 or 6 days, their childhood favourites, really raw. And the joy of the Stones, it had always struck me the last 15, 20 years they're on the meter. But on that album, they sound like they're really enjoying themselves. So if it was the Stones, it could be a great swan song.
We shall see whether it gets permission, of course.
That's absolutely.
The big hurdle, first of all. Now, I want to play this. That. Tell me more.
Talking Heads meets Donna Summer at Scott Walker's house, I reckon. I know, I'm a terrible journalist. Franz Ferdinand, the new album, the first in 8 years, Always Ascending, out next Friday. That's the brand new single, Lazy Boy. We thought we'd lost them, but it's a real cracker of a record. A couple of new members. Alex has gone blonde. Not sure it suits him, but hey, midlife crisis. The record is superb. It gets a live airing in Galway on February the 10th, and then they're heading to the Dublin Olympia. Okay. Looking forward to remaking their acquaintance.
And what about, finally, Stuart, Snow Patrol?
Again, a mere 8 years in the making. Wildness will be out on May the 23rd. Gary had writer's block for 4.5 years, but he got through it eventually. Talk of another massive homecoming show in Bangor in Ward Park. The last time they played to about 50,000 people, and I'm sure they'll venture south of the border too.
Very good. Just one comment for you, Stuart. I queued from 8:58 this morning for you, 2 tickets for my son. Just 2 minutes ago, I was still waiting, being told to sit tight.
Uh-huh.
This is crazy. How can this happen since I was told the tickets had been sold out at 9:10? I am distressed.
I would just add a caveat. I checked and it was all sold out. Tickets do sometimes reappear from the darkest recesses, so don't give up yet. I just checked on Ticketmaster before I came out. Everything sold out, but they do suddenly conjure up a few more hundreds.
Do you reckon that they actually deliberately hold them back, get rid of the touts off the scene and then give them to whoever's left?
I honestly am perplexed by ticketing these days. I don't understand it, so how can fans?
Stuart Clark, thank you very much.